This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rather lunar eclipse that will dazzle you, some say, and the fact that we are now the more than half vaccinated in the United States of America. And in India, you've got lots of depression, lots of deaths, and just frankly some sad things happening there with doctors who are overwhelmed. In Japan, most people want to say adios to the Olympics, but the government is not listening. What in the world is going on? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us on this show. Hope you are safe and having a good time wherever you are. In the United States, I'm seeing more smiles and more laughter and more people getting together, and I'm noticing it because around every corner, I see more people gathering that weren't there before, and businesses that were barely surviving, but thanks to people in neighborhoods doing the takeout thing, let's say, in restaurants, cases, and others going and doing a curbside pickup for mom and pop shops like a hardware store near me. Whew. They survived, and now they're starting to look like they're getting new life. And that's the great thing. It is a rebirth, as I said the other night. It feels like a rebirth anyway. Speaking of rebirth, I got to start with this because it is pretty cool to see a blood moon and a total lunar eclipse. And I've seen it. I've seen the blood moon. I've taken pictures of it. I've posted it on, you know, whatever social media. But if you glance skyward during the pre-dawn hours on Wednesday, the moon will be bathed in that really cool red glow. It's kind of eerie. Parts of the western United States will get a total lunar eclipse early in the morning. And coast to coast, you'll see a bright full moon. And it is something to see. It's spectacular, really, when you look up and you see it. You know what? It's interesting because people listening to us in New England, when it comes to the eclipse, you cannot see it. You'll see a full moon. Sometimes they call it a super moon, but you won't see the rest of the stuff. See, it's all about what happens and where the rotation is and, you know, all of that. So you just got to look in the morning, right before the sun comes up in some cases. But I feel so compelled to give you this news because I've seen it, and it's very, very cool. Chicago, Nashville, Indy, we got people listening there. Charlotte, Miami, New Orleans, got people there. Minneapolis. You're going to see kind of varying degrees of coverage from kind of a partial lunar eclipse with that curved shadow that looks like it takes a bite out of the moon. And you don't get to see the moon turn red because it'll set before totality begins at 6:11 Central Time, right? But all of Texas, western Louisiana, southwestern Arkansas, the High Plains, they'll experience some of that totality. The further west you go, the higher the eclipse will be in the sky. In Dallas, for instance, the moon will be 1.5 degrees above the horizon during the maximum eclipse at 6:18 a.m. So you know what you do? You get up early, you watch, and then because the world has opened up, you go and eat a Grand Slam breakfast somewhere. Notice I said Grand Slam. Could be Denny's. Could be some other place. They've got a lot of breakfast places near me. That would be really fun. You know, just look up, take some pictures. If you get any great pictures, send them to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up this hour, a mic drop moment, the mailbag, And we will take you into the man cave as well. In the world of sports, you got playoffs. You have some drama. There's always some sort of drama. Drama. And a few other things that are worth talking about. Here right at the top, though, I'm going to ping and pong in a few different directions. It's been a year since George Floyd, and a lot of Americans reflected on Floyd's legacy a year after his murder. And the Floyd family visited with Joe Biden and had a conversation about a bill that is being talked about that hasn't gone through yet. But I think there's nobody who in some way wasn't horrified, shocked, or just shaking their head in disbelief for many different reasons for what happened a year ago when it came to George Floyd. And there's, of course, the big memorial right where it happened in Minneapolis. And sadly, there were multiple gunshots fired near that very spot. I mean, what in the world? Really? But the politics, the policies, the arguments, the Minneapolis police force, other police forces across the United States dealing with some of that fallout still after what happened and the rippling effects it had across the United States of America. In Minneapolis, you know, there's a lot of conversation about chaos, reoccurring crime, violence, and, you know, regrettably, some would say in that city, you know, this has happened way before Floyd, that there was a lot of backpedaling. There were a lot of things that happened with the police, a lot of things that were taken away from the police. There were tough mandates as far as trying to enforce the law and keep the streets safe. I was listening to an officer talk about it on one of the shows, Steve Dykstra, his name was. I was listening to him. He was on Fox in America's Newsroom, and he was talking about that how tough it had been and how frustrating it is. And what do you do and how do you feel when you see things happening and you want to respond and then you feel like your hands are tied? Crime rates have skyrocketed after Floyd's death last May. The growing trend of shootings has been very troublesome for Minneapolis, for one. The 2021 data shows a 250% increase in gunshot victims. There is even a $30,000 reward for the hunt for suspects responsible for the separate shootings of three children over the past several weeks, including one 9-year-old girl killed by stray gunfire while jumping on a backyard trampoline. That's just awful. What's happened to kids and innocent kids who just happen to be in the wrong place through no fault of their own, finding themselves in a situation like that girl on the trampoline, just in her neighborhood, just doing what she would normally do. Donald Trump facing perhaps criminal charges, or maybe his company. What's that all about? We'll talk about that. Plus, vaccines. And where are you at on all of that? And the mic drop coming up around the bend.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Mic drop moments. It's big. It's bold. It's crazy. Of all the things you could buy on eBay, wait till I tell you what one family did. But not yet. A couple of other things before we get there, including what I mentioned about the Manhattan DA convened a grand jury in the Trump investigation. And what does that mean for the former president? Well, it means a couple of things. The district attorney is Cyrus Vance. He could decide to indict executives of the Trump Organization or the business itself if criminal charges are presented. The grand jury is set to sit for 3 days a week for 6 months. 6 months. And they're going to hear matters beyond the Trump Organization during that time. Wow. The former president said in a statement on Tuesday, this is a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in American history. It began the day I came down the escalator in Trump Tower, and it's never stopped. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is not going to comment on that or any specificity of what's happening with it other than just the broad strokes. But apparently, the prosecutors are combing through millions of pages of documents, including the former president's tax returns, which they obtained in February after the Supreme Court blocked the former president's attempt to stop a subpoena to his longtime accounting firm. But what is this about? The investigation will encompass the tower, Trump Tower, the family estate known as Seven Springs, the Chicago Hotel, condo tower. They say hush money payments made to silence Stormy Daniels, the adult film star who allegedly had an affair with Trump. He denies the affair. We knew that something was bubbling up, and it certainly drew attention. following the news that New York Attorney General Lydia James had joined the investigation. But the Attorney General's office in that investigation into Trump holdings has been underway since 2019. So it's going to continue on the civil side, but recently they informed the former president of the criminal component. So now that really piques your interest in a much different way. Is Trump right? And is this just a wicked witch hunt of we can't stand you, we're stomp, stomp, stomping on you? How dare you come into our playground and mess it up the way you did? Or is there something there? And I'll tell you what, it just goes like everything in this country, in the divided states of America. It depends on who you ask. And even people supposedly in the know, you still get that same slant. It's just a question of what are they going to come up with? This grand jury is 6 months long, so that's a long time. All those documents, everything that they would review, in the end, is there anything that they'll criminally decide to throw at the organization or the former president? Or no, will this just be 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, you know what I'm saying, and then just peter out at the end? I don't think we're going to hear much coming out of it, though, that's for sure. Grand juries, that's all about keeping it tight and not anything being leaked out. Other than we know what that there's all these documents and we know specifically what it looks like they're going after. And I think the taxes is one of the big mile markers. I think that's what they're trying to unearth, because there was no release of the tax payments and that infuriated, you know, the tax returns, that infuriated a lot of people. And, you know, that's the bottom line. And it'll be 6 months either way, whether he's getting railroaded or whether the DA feels like, no, we really have something, we won't know. And even as much as leaks can happen, and they do in so many ways, we might not see that come out anytime soon. All right, mic drop. I feel like I need to transition to the mic drop because you need something to laugh at. We need more things to smile at, like I said at the top of this show. All the things that you could buy on eBay. Have you ever bought anything on eBay? I bought something on eBay once. I bought it's sort of like a knick-knack thing that was a serious piece of sports memorabilia for a family member that desperately wanted it. But never in my wildest imagination could I imagine buying a broken down boat. Well, there's a guy named Simon Robbins who does the rescuing and renovating of vessels that are really crumbling. So he and his wife, you know, decided they were going to purchase a World War II ship that popped up on eBay in January. A 72-foot motor vessel built for the UK's Royal Navy in 1943. Because apparently it was kind of near their home in Wales, so they could go and look at it. They paid about $9,140 for the ship. A ship, by the way, that was used for harbor defense to save it from being scrapped. And the wife and business partner of the guy, Simon Robbins, her name's Gemma, says, you know, I didn't really want a ship. But when I researched the history of the ship, I realized she's a significant boat, and there's not many of them left in the world. So it was heartbreaking to see her so neglected and abandoned, pulled on my heartstrings. So while over 400 of the Harbor Defense launch were constructed 80 or so years ago, there's really not many of them around. So they feel like they're preserving history. And this, you know, this ship was part of the M.L. Flotilla, and it was the navigation leader in something called Operation Neptune, which was a huge seaborne invasion of northern France known as D-Day. Did you know that? Yeah, D-Day. Wow, mic drop. I mean, less than 10 grand, they get the ship, and now they have to go and renovate it. And this is going to take some fixing up. It's 80 years old. It weighs 59 tons. It's going to cost them a lot of money in the end, and it's going to require a bunch of time. And, of course, what can happen when you try to restore a boat that old? A lot of different things. But they say, listen, we take on risky challenges. It may take us a decade to do this. And we're going to have to keep doing our day jobs. So this, by the way, is a ship that was decommissioned, all of them, in 2013. I think it's kind of cool. I'm into watching them. They're going to do they've got episodes on YouTube, so I think they're going to show you what happens as they move along. And I don't know. I think it could be stressful, but I do think it's pretty cool. And because I read the book The Vile and the Splendid, which was about Churchill and World War II and America finally getting in the war after Pearl Harbor. And there was a lot about what was happening with the Navy, what was happening with the boats for the Brits. So I think it's fascinating. I would not want to be on the other end of it, buying the boat and trying to renovate it. But, of course, that's not what I do. So that's not fun for me. That's what they do. I mean, that's what he likes to do, and she likes to do some of that too. So I'm betting that maybe in less than a decade, who knows how long it takes, they're going to have an incredible ship when it's all said and done. I really, really think that. I mentioned this at the top, and it's worth paying it off for you. It's true. The White House touted this milestone, 50% of adults becoming fully vaccinated. It is a major milestone, if you think about it. More than 130.6 million Americans are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That's as of Tuesday, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. How many will be vaccinated by 4th of July? For those on the fence, Andy Slavitt, who is the White House senior COVID-19 advisor, says, find whatever reason you want, but get vaccinated. Do your homework. Do it, do it, do it.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States is calling for an expanded probe into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic after new reports that researchers at a Chinese lab were severely sickened about a month before the first cases of COVID were reported. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt said Tuesday that a transparent investigation was needed, something he said wasn't currently happening with China. Health Secretary Javier Becerra echoed those calls while speaking at a meeting of the World Health Organization.
Phase 2 of the COVID origin study must be launched with terms of reference that are transparent, science-based, and give international experts the independence to fully assess the source of the virus and the early days of the outbreak.
Those calls coming as the United States passed a vaccination milestone on Tuesday. The CDC says that half of the nation's adult population, more than 129 million people, have been fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to hold a vote this week on a bill that would create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. The bill passed the House with 35 Republicans joining all Democrats in voting for it. But Senate Republicans are pushing back against a commission and will reportedly filibuster the bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission appears to be nothing more than a political exercise. He said Tuesday that while there are still more than 400 active investigations underway into the riots, forming a commission is a way for Democrats to continue to litigate the past.
So what would an additional report be about? I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president into the future. We think the American people going forward and in the fall of 22 ought to focus on what this administration is doing to the country.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
A lot of mailbags because many of you once again filled it up to the brim. I know, visualize this. I'm waiting around in a sea of virtual mails. Very hard, very tough, very tough to do it, to move around. It's just that tough. All right, so how about this one? We got this one from Jake listening to us in Austin. Kate, hard to believe. Where does the time go? First of all, woohoo, the pandemic seems to be in our rear view mirror. And also, George Floyd, a year since that happened in Minneapolis. So unnecessary. Justice was served. Let's see what happens with the other cops involved. I'll never understand. You said it a bunch of times on your show. Why didn't someone just jump in and help them? You're supposed to have your brother's back, so pull them off. And they didn't do it. And then look what happened as a result of that. And look at where we are a year later. All right, thanks for that. Yep, it has been a year, you know, since 46-year-old George Floyd was killed on a street corner in Minneapolis, handcuffed, pinned to the ground. We know the story. And the Minneapolis police chief firing the four officers involved in the in that whole arrest. Demonstrations, marches in a number of cities protesting killings of black people, including, of course, Floyd. The Minneapolis police station where the officer involved in Floyd's death worked, was set on fire during protests. The governor activated the National Guard in Minnesota. Hundreds of buildings were burned during protests over several nights. And, of course, the officer who pinned Floyd's neck to the ground with his knee, Derek Chauvin, arrested and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. And the rest is history from there. Just a whole new world when it came to opening up some of that hatred and vitriol and ugliness of Floyd, of how he died. Yeah. This one is from Devin, and Devin says, Kate, you know, first of all, in Arizona, we love you here in Tucson, and I know you've been talking a lot about the ballots, the ballot counting in Arizona. There are other pushes across the country to count the ballots. So whether something happens or not in other counties, I think if there is the want to do it, why not? I mean, the votes have been counted and recounted and, you know, maybe certified, but if there's suspicions and it's affordable and doable, then I would say go for it. I know others would not agree with that. They would say it's a waste of money, it takes too much time. In Arizona, there was 2 million ballots and voting machines from our biggest county that were subpoenaed. And that's the heart of what happened there. Do you think anybody else will do a recount? You know, it's such a great question. It really is. That, you know, even in Georgia, Fulton County, a judge ruled last week that plaintiffs could inspect 147,000 mail ballots as part of their lawsuit alleging fraud in one of the most populous counties in that state. And there are other areas pushing for that to happen. Will they do it? Will they proceed? Will they move ahead? Will they do what you have to do to make that happen? I think there will be some others. Whether it's voting machines, whether, you know, whatever it is. So the Arizona situation, the audit had been cited as a template for others. But every district is tricky and different. All right, this one from Doug. And Doug says, oh, thank you, Jesus, that we are out of this nasty pandemic. And yet we still don't know the specifics of really what happened. Was it a lab situation? Was it something else? It's ridiculous. So we don't even know any specifics of what happened that made the virus do what it did in the United States and other parts of the world. Ridiculous. I think we should know. I think we have a right to know what transpired. Lab, not a lab. Where did this start? Well, it's interesting. Your timing is good because we have been talking about this. And there is new intelligence info that is pushing the call for more studies to determine what happened, how did COVID-19 spring open, and to, of course, guard against future pandemics. And that makes sense to me. At this point, do we want another pandemic? The answer is no, no, and no. But as we are so close to really beating back COVID-19 with restrictions lifting every day, more restrictions, we don't know a lot about the virus still. It shut down the world. And some argue that there's so much information and there's not enough information that we need to study this more. Was it an accident in a Chinese lab that caused this to happen? Was that the mistake? Remember, there were the researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology that fell sick in November of 2019. They had to be hospitalized. Is that the origin? Or is it something else? Because before, scientists said that the Institute didn't come into contact with COVID-19 until December 30th. And, you know, we've provided some of the money for the study of coronaviruses and their transmission through bats, which has made it to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So, great question. Do we know the origins? The answer is no, we don't know the origins. We know the discussions. We know there was cover-ups. We know we didn't get very much from China. Because the first month, China was spending all of its energy trying to cover up everything rather than fix the problem. And they haven't submitted to an open investigation. They're insisting on strict parameters for the earlier World Health Organization study. And that lack of transparency makes it really, really tough. Because you're just piecing, you're kind of piecemealing things together. All right, let's put a couple more in the hopper, so to speak. Mayor is listening to us in Seattle. Hi, Kate Delaney. I laughed so hard when you talked about what's going on with the weather in Texas and all the rain you've had. You don't want to know what our rain totals are. People always make fun of Seattle for the whole rain thing. But in so many ways, because the rain is beautiful and green, and not every day is a rainy day. Yeah, thank goodness. Because to me, if you had to deal with that doom and, gloom, which sometimes it is. I mean, it gets you down, right? How many inches of rain did Seattle have, like, in 2002? You know, monthly rain, almost 10 inches. Whew. Crazy. And did you know this? It is not the rainiest city in the United States. The rainiest city in the United States is Mobile. An average annual rainfall of 67 inches. It's about 59 rainy days a year, they say. Yeah. So it's not what you think. Very, very rainy. Hey, Louisiana. They get more rain on average than anyone, including Mississippi, Washington, and Florida. More rain to measure. More rain to measure. Oh, my, oh, my. All right, let's move along to another one. This one is from Scott. And Scott says, wow, ridiculous what's happening to Rand Paul. I know many, many years ago he was on your show, Kate, and I like what he had to say, and I've followed his career. He's nothing like his father, but just crazy that he's getting these death threats. The latest, I guess, a picture of him with a rifle to his head sent to his home, and a mysterious package filled with white powder. So, on Monday, the FBI has to come and examine it? Wow. This is the problem, right? That it's intense, people. Us against them, you and me and the others. And there's so much separation, right? That it should be that you could disagree with lawmakers. You could disagree with your neighbors. But you weren't thinking you were going to get death threats that you really had to be concerned about. I feel sorry for him. Hey, you can send me 24/7 your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Time to
invade the mad game.
One of those fans that went to an NFL camp because, hey, you could actually see some of your favorite players. You could take your kids there. The good news is fans can attend training camps this season. 30 teams have been given the okay to fill the stadium to capacity. Yes, that's a woohoo, definitely. First teams will be permitted to host fans at the training camp. They're going to be, of course, subject to whatever state and local guidelines would be when it comes to COVID-19, whatever the protocol is. But remember, 2020, nobody could go because of the whole lockdown situation. And now you got the approval to open stadiums at full capacity when games start up. The league has the approval. It's all clear. That's very, very big. Now, the Colts and the Broncos still have to work on a few little things with local contacts to receive that final authorization, apparently, but it's looking like that's going to be fine. This could be a very normal year. Renewal rates, 90% of people getting tickets. That's pretty big. In the last, whatever it's been, 10 days, 11 days, 12 days since the 2021 schedule was released. So ticket sales are 83% higher than they were in the same time frame after the 2019 schedule was released. It shows you sports, whether you love them or hate them, there is something about the escapism of sports, the uniting of fans who cheer for the same team or hate the same teams. There is something about that. So training camps open July 17th and 29th. The Cowboys, Steelers, Tampa Bay Bucks can open earlier because they're going to do that Hall of Fame preseason game on September 9th, you know, the kickoff game. And there's more negotiations and things that are happening, but the NFL is not going to have a fan vax policy on top of anything that's going on state and locally. If there's any kind of a regulation, none. So, wow. Yeah, that's a very, very, very big thing. Ask any of the players who had to deal with that. I love numbers in sports, and this is a really neat number to me. You can argue about umpires and how lousy they are, some of them, and calling balls and strikes and all that, or just some bad games. But Joe West broke the record for the most games umpired in the history of Major League Baseball as soon as the White Sox took on the St. Louis Cardinals after it was official. So, you know, five innings is official. He's 68 years old. You know him. He's tall, and, of course, he's got the tufts of gray hair that stick out from his baseball cap. But one more than Hall of Fame umpire Bill Clem, who had the record since 1941. I love what he said. He said, "I know what Lou Gehrig said about being the luckiest guy in the world, but that's me." White Sox manager Tony La Russa called West the perfect guy to set the record because he represents what a lot of umpires should be. I love that La Russa said this. So what should umpires be for people who hate what happens in the game of baseball sometimes? And it's what I said. Where does the strike zone, right? And it said he's very consistent, is what La Russa said. He said he keeps control of the game. That's what an umpire is supposed to do. And he mostly got cheered by the crowd, by the way, because, you know, that's the nifty thing. It's neat. I think it's wow, record-breaking. That's a lifetime of doing the game, of being the umpire. So he has seen just about everything that you can imagine if he's has that much history, you know, where he's got the record now. This was an interesting game down the stretch. I watched little bits and pieces of it. The Lakers knocked off the Suns. That series is tied in the West, 1-1, one apiece, rather. So Lakers 109, Suns 102, kind of a roughish game for the Lakers. It's a word I just made up. They didn't look their best, but LeBron did what he does. He hit a big three when he needed to in the crunch, and part of that, him hooking it up, made a big difference down the stretch for the team that desperately was looking for that. Because you don't want to get in that hole, especially in the beginning of the playoffs, you don't want to get in that hole and find yourself not being able to pull yourself out, right? When it comes to the clutch at the end of it. It wasn't clutch. The Nets just creamed the Celts. I mean, and they're taking control of the series, thanks in part to Kevin Durant. But 130 to 108, they have a 2-0 lead in that series. And you look at some of the others, like Philly leads their series with the Wizards. That tips tomorrow at 7 o'clock Eastern, so 76ers hosting the Wizards. And then the Knicks. Game two, Atlanta leads 1-0 at Madison Square Garden. Memphis has a 1-0 lead. Early going, Jazz hosting the Grizzlies in Salt Lake City. This is when it's fun to me. This is when it's fun when you're in the when you're in the playoffs. And you can talk about the playoffs, and it's a whole nother level. Taking it to a whole nother lever. They're pulling another lever, I guess the best way to say that, when it comes to playoffs. NHL also, same thing. They're in the playoffs too as well. And then there's big news from off the ice. Wayne Gretzky is doing the TV thing. He stepped down as the Edmonton Oilers vice chair, and he's going to be an analyst for TNT, a hockey analyst. And he's been, I guess, really courted by TNT and his good buddy, his good golfing buddy, Charles Barkley. Now, for someone who knows hockey, it's certainly the great one. The news of him stepping down, by the way, in his role as vice chairman comes after the Oilers were swept in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs by the Winnipeg Jets. So that was enough. And, you know, Gretzky has the history there. He spent 10 seasons with the Oilers in the late 70s to the late 80s, and he won 4 Stanley Cups before ultimately going to Los Angeles. But I think he'd be a great analyst. It's that, again, it's the hockey knowledge. He has that dry, kind of quirky sense of humor. So he fits to me. And, you know, one thing about anybody listening to me rattling on here in the man cave, you all know this. There's nothing like a great analyst, because it's those little chunks of nuggets of I didn't know that that sometimes make a game, especially if it's a boring game, interesting. The Leafs, by the way, beat the Canadiens 4-0 on Tuesday. Toronto leads the series 3-1, so it's looking good for them. The Hurricanes in Carolina beat the Predators. That's a good South matchup in overtime, 3-2. I mean, they're in the Central, but both teams being in the South in the United States. Game 5, Carolina leads the series 3-2. 3-2. So there you go. You got to love that. Overtime. Well, you don't have to love it if your team didn't win, but otherwise, right? Hurricane fans liked it, that's for sure. All right, thanks for listening to this version of the show. Make it count. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.